Welcome to Hacking Your ADHD. I'm your host, William Kerb, and I have ADHD. On this podcast, I dig into the tools, tactics, and best practices to help you work with your ADHD brain. Hey team, in today's episode, we have a listener question.
Hi, I love your podcast. You probably have an episode on this. One coach told me that the prefrontal cortex is smaller. Other things I've read has said, no, that's not the case. My question is, are we born with this or does this ADHD come from trauma? What's your opinion? What do you think? That's my question. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for your question, Joanna. Sometimes it's hard to find accurate information because so much of it can conflict. So in today's episode, we're going to be looking into this issue of whether or not ADHD is an issue of genetics or if it's one caused by trauma. This isn't a both sides kind of issue. All of our best research supports the idea that ADHD is a genetic condition, but we'll get more into that in the episode. And just as a note before we get started, I do talk a good deal about trauma in this episode, so if that's not your thing, feel free to skip this episode. If you'd like to follow along on the show notes page, you can find that at hackingyouradhd.com/173. I also wanted to let you know about the Hacking Your ADHD newsletter, Any and All Distractions. And that's what this newsletter is all about. The things that have caught my interest over the past week that I think also might be interesting to you. In it, I bring you the top things of the week that have caught my attention from the world of ADHD and beyond. If that sounds like something you'd like in your inbox, just head over to hackingyouradhd.com/newsletter and sign up. All right, keep on listening to find out what we know about the root causes of ADHD. To talk about this issue, we've got to talk about Dr. Gabor Mate, who is the biggest proponent of the idea that ADHD is caused by trauma. Dr. Mate is a physician who practices in Canada and is somewhat of a celebrity in the medical field. As we know of medical celebrities, that's not always a good thing, or because they are particularly a leader in the field. Nonetheless, that is kind of his status there. In Dr. Mate's case, he has published 5 books, with his book Scattered Mind being specifically about ADHD. I personally haven't read any of Dr. Mate's books, but I have heard a number of his interviews, and I do know some people who have felt incredibly validated by his writing on ADHD, while I have also known others to have had no resonance with his theories. He has achieved his celebrity status by appearing on talk shows and some of the large podcasts such as The Joe Rogan Experience and The Tim Ferriss Show. No judgment about those shows other than they are very large. He has been able to promote his ideas to millions of people. Dr. Mate was born in Hungary in 1944, and shortly thereafter, his family began fleeing Europe as World War II began to break out. It is from these experiences that Dr. Mate has developed his special interest in trauma and how generational trauma can affect us in the long term. He has since built up his theory that ADHD is based on trauma instead of it being genetic. That rather than viewing ADHD as a pathology that can be diagnosed, it should instead be viewed as a coping mechanism for that trauma. Now, on the other side of things, we have Dr. Russell Barkley, who refers to Dr. Mate's theory on ADHD being caused by trauma as more than wrong because of this preponderance of evidence we have on ADHD being genetic. If you aren't familiar with Dr. Barkley, he is one of the most influential researchers on ADHD, and although he has since retired, he's still making ADHD content on YouTube. In fact, that line about Dr. Mate being more than wrong comes from one of his videos on this exact topic. Link in the show notes. So let's talk a bit about why, even with this preponderance of evidence, Dr. Mate still insists that ADHD is caused by trauma. Now, I can't speak to why he dismisses what we already know about ADHD. Perhaps it's because he isn't an ADHD researcher himself, but that is the case. Now, admittedly, he does have a point that we don't have a particular gene that we can point to that shows that ADHD is a genetic condition. But despite that, we still have plenty of evidence that ADHD is hereditary. One of the biggest predictors of ADHD is if you have a parent or sibling with ADHD. Now, in some interviews with Dr. Mate, I have seen him argue that this rate of parents with ADHD having children with ADHD is due to generational trauma and parental stress leading to trauma that all these kids have. Now, that's a bit hard for me to swallow because for one thing, it seems that if that were the case, we'd see way more cases of ADHD than we do. I mean, how many parents do you know that aren't always all stressed and transferring that stress to their kids? Additionally, we also have evidence from studies of twins raised in separate households that show that the home environment isn't a great predicting factor in ADHD. Now, Dr. Mate agrees that ADHD is a developmental condition. However, where he differs is that he believes that it's the trauma that is stunting these developments, whereas the established ADHD research field views this as the genetic condition that is causing this. And this isn't entirely wrong on Dr. Mate's part. Trauma will stunt our cognitive development. In fact, we see a huge overlap in symptoms of ADHD and trauma. For example, we'll see things like difficulty concentrating, distractibility, poor self-esteem, disorganization, inattention, difficulty with sleeping, work, schooling, etc., and restlessness. And that's what we see in both of these conditions. With ADHD, we might also see hyperactivity, impulsivity, and forgetfulness as additional symptoms, and with trauma, you can also expect disassociation, nightmares, flashbacks, and angry outbursts. With those overlapping symptoms, it's quite clear that ADHD and trauma have a very similar response pattern. Now, let's step away from this for just a second so that we can talk about what trauma is, because it's a very encompassing word and it's a very complex subject. So trauma is our emotional response to a distressing or traumatic event that can have long-lasting effects on our well-being, be it mental, physical, or emotional. It's important to note that just because we go through a traumatic event does not necessarily mean that we're going to be experiencing trauma. In the US, it's estimated that about 70% of adults have experienced at least one traumatic event in their lives, but only about 20% of those adults meet the criteria for post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. Now, some clarifications here. What's the difference between trauma and PTSD? While the terms are often used interchangeably, they aren't quite the same thing. We can think of trauma as the emotional or psychological response to a distressing event, while PTSD is the then-diagnosable mental health condition that can develop following trauma. With PTSD being a longer-term condition characterized by specific symptoms that persist over time and that significantly impact your daily life. Not everyone who experiences trauma will develop PTSD, but PTSD is a common response to traumatic events. Additionally, we have complex PTSD, or CPTSD, that arises from prolonged or repeated trauma such as abuse, neglect, abandonment, or domestic violence. For some, it's easier to break down traumas into big T and little t. Big T traumas would usually be associated with PTSD and include things like combat and sexual assault. Little T traumas could be involved in big life changes, emotional abuse, bullying, or even something such as the death of a pet or a loved one. I think this differentiation is often used to try and separate out those traumas that we kind of expect to experience in life and those that we don't. So we do expect to have some loss of loved ones in our life because that's how life works, whereas sexual assault is unexpected. It also is trying to differentiate between these really big events and stuff that is not great for us, but is a little bit more mundane in the terms of what the trauma is. And I want to emphasize here that trauma is trauma. It doesn't matter if it's big T or little t, it can still have a big effect on your life. We all process things differently, and so some people will go through a traumatic event and be fine, while others will have a lasting cognitive or physical effects from those events. Okay, but let's jump back onto our topic of if ADHD is caused by trauma. And I think a relevant question that many people might be forming here is, well, do I have ADHD or am I dealing with some kind of trauma? This is a fair question to ask because so many people with ADHD have some sort of trauma in their background. I've seen some estimates of up to 80% of those of us with ADHD have some kind of trauma in our background. Now, again, it's important that we remember that the definition of trauma that we looked about earlier, and also that we have an estimate of about 70% of US adults having experienced some kind of trauma, so we're still fairly in line with that. It's also important to note, again, that the difference between experiencing a traumatic event and then having our cognitive, emotional, or physical responses to that trauma. But with those numbers, of course, we might have some questions of what we're dealing with. So an important consideration here is our history with ADHD, which, of course, is part of our regular ADHD diagnostic criteria. Because we know that ADHD is genetic, it's important that when we're going through that diagnostic process, that we see these ADHD symptoms in childhood. And then also for those who've experienced trauma, to look if those symptoms existed before that trauma occurred. And of course, this isn't an either-or thing. Most people are probably going to have both ADHD and some form of trauma. Now, what I think can be missed is how trauma can exacerbate ADHD symptoms to the point that they actually become a problem. What I'm toying with my brain here is how you might have something like subclinical ADHD being pushed over the edge into actual ADHD with the addition of trauma into the mix. With subclinical ADHD being that you have ADHD symptoms, but perhaps they're not affecting your daily life in a dramatic fashion, or you just don't meet all of the criteria to have an ADHD diagnosis. And just to be clear here, I don't have a study to back this up. These are just some of my thoughts I've been playing with as I've been thinking about these issues, and specifically something that's been itching me when people talk about how ADHD started becoming such a thing during the pandemic. My thoughts are that we had the pandemic, which was a global trauma event. I know we're just pretending like it was a little blip in our lives, and now everything is back to normal, but we also know it's kind of not. We are seeing those far-reaching effects of people that have gone through this traumatic event. All that to say, I do believe that the collective trauma we went through because of the pandemic did cause a rise in the number of ADHD diagnoses. Again, this isn't something that I have an actual study to back up my ideas on, But we do have evidence that trauma can exacerbate ADHD. We all went through a global traumatic event, and we saw an increase in the number of people diagnosed with ADHD. It seems like a logical series of events to me, but of course, I could definitely be missing a piece of the picture here, so take this with a grain of salt. So, while we have a ton of evidence that ADHD is a genetic condition, trauma is likely playing a role in most people's ADHD symptoms. And while I do appreciate Dr. Mate's approach to treating trauma, he is definitely wrong about the cause of ADHD, and I'd also have to recommend taking some of his talking points with some trepidation. I mean, I saw one interview with him claiming that there was no evidence that ADHD medication is effective, and that is empirically wrong. All right, I hope this answers your question, and thanks for listening. That's it for this episode. Thanks for sticking with me all the way to the end. Before you go, though, let's do a quick rundown of today's top tips. 1. ADHD is a genetic condition, and while trauma may play a role in the severity of ADHD, it is not the root cause of ADHD. 2. The mix-up between the conditions comes from the overlap in symptoms between ADHD and trauma, such as difficulty concentrating, disorganization, and inattention, which can complicate diagnosis and management. 3. Trauma can exacerbate ADHD symptoms, potentially pushing subclinical ADHD diagnoses into clinical ADHD territory. We also have to acknowledge the validity of individual experiences and perspectives regarding ADHD and trauma, recognizing that different factors may contribute to symptom manifestation and their severity. 4. If you want to better understand what's happening with you, it's best to consult with an ADHD specialist or mental health professional who can conduct a comprehensive assessment to untangle the complexity of ADHD and trauma, aiding in accurate diagnosis and a tailored treatment plan for you. All right, that's it. Thanks for listening. I'd love to hear what you thought of this episode. Feel free to connect with me over at hackingyouradhd.com/contact. If you'd like links or to read this episode's transcript, you can go to the show notes page at hackingyouradhd.com/148. If you'd like to support the show, the best way to do so is to tell somebody about the show, especially if you think they'd like a particular episode. Just click the share button on your podcast player and send it over to them. And now for your moment of dad. When I was walking, I almost fell down a well. Turns out that when I'm not wearing my glasses, I can't see that well.